Jaguars Digital. Jaguars Digital.
Touchdown, Jacksonville. Fowler has run it back. And the Jacksonville defense is running amok over the Houston offense.
Jaguars Drive Time. Brian Sexton, John Osher, Ashlyn Sullivan. Jaguars Drive Time starts right now.
Good morning. Nice, hot day ahead of us here in North Florida, but no rain, no wind. Welcome to Jaguars Drive Time. It's Friday. Brian Sexton, along with John Osher, Ashlyn Sullivan will be along momentarily, and head coach Doug Marrone will join us so in about 10 or 15 minutes. It's been a long week.
It has been a long week.
I mean, it's Sunday into Monday into Tuesday in Houston, now back here.
Wednesday was next after that, and then Thursday.
And then today is Friday. How long did it take
the you? The weather, the calendar, we're all over it.
How long did it take you to get caught up?
I feel like I'm getting there. I mean, I just got the lawn mowed and set finally, so I feel relatively normal. So it's getting there, but I'm sure for these players, it's been a completely different sort of feeling because they're so routine-oriented.
You know, this is not senior moments, but the older I get, the more routine I need. And
absolutely.
You realize that this week as you go through this whole process, that there was very little routine mm-hmm. for a sport, for a franchise that needs it desperately.
Well, and if you've been around the NFL at all, it's Monday you watch film, and then you meet a little bit, you know, you have a post-game workout. Tuesday you're off, and then Wednesday you're right back to it. Doug has talked a lot this week, Doug Marrone, about there's really no such thing as normal. But in terms of their routine and in terms of their body clocks as they prepare for the game, my guess is if you talk to most players, they started feeling more normal on Wednesday. Once you get back here and once you're into your routine and your body clock is back on practice preparation Wednesday, I think by the time Sunday rolls around, the plane ride from Houston, what went on last weekend, their routines and their clocks will be as normal as possible. I don't know about their minds in terms of putting away all that they have seen and dealt with during the week in Jacksonville.
I'll throw a routine away, though, to have the kind of feeling that the Jaguars have had this week. Mm-hmm. I mean, that 1-0 feeling that hasn't been around here since 2011, that winning feeling that we haven't really ever seen in, well, we shouldn't say ever, but haven't seen in a long time.
6 years. I mean, I got back here in 2011. I've never covered a game in Everbank Field where the Jaguars have been over 500. So that's a staggering stat, but they've started slow every year. They've been 0-1. I think Mercedes Lewis is the only player who's walked onto the field in that sense. So I covered a lot of games here in the 90s. I covered some games here when I was covering the Colts and came back to watch games here where the Jaguars have been in it. And I think young people around the organization, young players, don't realize what a home field advantage Everbank can be. The thing that always stands out in my mind, when Fred Taylor went 78 yards against Tampa that game, the unbelievable atmosphere, the gray skies, the wind coming down, it can be an unreal atmosphere out there. And I don't know if they'll get that this week, but they're sure moving toward it.
All right, head coach Doug Marrone is here, so we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the head coach joins us. We'll get to big things with Ashlyn Sullivan, an ozone snapshot also on tap. This is Jags Drive Time on TuneIn Radio and on Twitter.
Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group is the only local show taking you inside the huddle with your favorite team.
Give me everything you've got. Let's go.
Each week, Jags big man in the middle, Calais Campbell, and a teammate join Jeff Lagerman and me, Brett Martineau, at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale for insight and access you can't get anywhere else. Come out and be a part of the show live or tune in Mondays at 7 p.m. on CBS 47, your official Jaguar stations. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Don't miss out.
Jags fans, it's time to win today. Get Jaguar season tickets so you don't miss a minute of the action at the bank this fall.
Touchdown! A pick six for Jalen Ramsey!
When you lock in on any season ticket package, you win today. Receive exclusive member benefits, including Jaguars playoffs and Daly's Place concert purchasing priority. Be a part of the number one game experience in the NFL. MLB.com/win today and pick your seats. Call 904-633-2000 today.
Where the Jaguars will open the home portion of their schedule Sunday against the Titans. This is Jags Drive Time on TuneIn Radio. Time for Coffee with the Coach. We welcome head coach Doug Marrone on Friday mornings for a brief visit. First of all, congratulations on the win.
I appreciate it.
You know, Coach, you're so steady. I mean, nothing's too high or nothing's too low. It was fun to see in the locker room after the game. It's fun to see the players excited like
well,
that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you put that work in during the week and, you know, you want to see the results on Sunday. And that's what we talk to our players about. Obviously, it's just about the results on Sunday to make sure that, you know, we go in there and win. So, you know, for those guys to put in the work and to see the benefit of it on Sunday, it just, I think it shows what we can do and we've got to continue to keep doing it.
You've been doing this a long time, Doug, but does the steadiness serve you well in a week like this? I mean, I guess this is a week. It's why you take that approach as a head coach, because there's a lot to deal with and you've got to keep it steady.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people on the outside will say steady, but, you know, I do have a lot of emotion, you know, and we do as a team have a lot of emotion. So I think that, you know, during, you know, the tough times, you want to bring the players back to the middle. During the, you know, the really good times, you want to bring them back, you know, to the middle. It's a long season. You know, we're talking about week one. And, you know, we've got to keep, you know, going in this direction of the standard that we've set and keep building on it and going out there and having the same type of results and winning football games. So I just try to bring everyone back. You know, you never want to get too high. You never want to get too low. And then you want to enjoy it and then get your focus right back. And I thought we did a good job of being able to get our focus right back on Tennessee quickly with everything that's been going on.
Titans roll in here, a division favorite before the season began. They play a real similar style of football to what we saw last week from your team, don't they? I mean, they want to run the ball and play physical.
Well, I think they're a physical team. I think what separates them from a lot of other teams in the league is I think that they're solid in all three phases. If you look at you know, the moves that they've made in the offseason, I think they've helped themselves on special teams and made them stronger. I think they've helped themselves offensively on the perimeter, you know, with Corey Davis as being the draft pick, you know, the first pick. So we understand and we understand that, you know, obviously they're a physical front in the offensive line. They're physical. You know, their running backs run extremely hard. They're outstanding players. And we realize that the quarterback can hurt you a lot of different ways. And, you know, they have a Pro Bowl caliber type tight end in Delanie Walker. And then you look at the defensive side and, you know, they've helped themselves. They, you know, with corner, they have a corner back there, Dory Jackson, who's an outstanding special teams player. Will be starting probably, you know, we expect him to see him at corner. But again, they're probably, when you look around the league, you know, one of the best teams as far as all three phases being challenging and strong. So, you know, I've been telling the players all week, this is going to be a big challenge now. It's going to take a truly team effort. All three phases have to play well and win, you know, their phase against this football team.
Doug, it's been a while since this team walked into the stadium 1-0 over 500. I heard on your coach's show last night, you talked about the need to sort of earn the home field advantage. And it was interesting the way you put that. Could you maybe just talk about that?
Sure. You know, I think, you know, a lot of times everyone says, you know, what comes first? And I've been through some of these transitions before in my past. And, you know, I've always just approached it with the players. You know, if you want home field advantage, well, you better play well and give them something to cheer about. And, you know, and I think, you know, and that's what I told our football team. I said, listen, we have to earn the respect of our fans. As a coach, I'm trying to build a team with the values and the character of the people in our community. You know, we want to work